Praise be to God. Thank you, Dave. What brings you to your knees? The pandemic reveals to us just how varied reality can be for people. We can be living together as neighbors and yet experience life very differently. About 2 months ago, someone said to me, "Come, wearing a mask." He proceeded to share a story about his friend who was very sick with COVID. He concluded with, "It's real now." It took 10 months and a personal experience for him to recognize the harm COVID is wreaking on lives around the world. His friend's battle with COVID tipped the scale for him. Likewise, my son just acquiesced a few weeks ago that we should wear masks. When I asked him what had changed his mind, he explained that he had conducted a mathematical inquiry in his calculus class. He said that he can't argue with the numbers. Wearing masks significantly reduces the spread of the virus. The numbers tipped the scale for Sam. The United States has surpassed 500,000 deaths as we face the one-year mark of Pennsylvania's shutdown. It is more deaths than those killed on battlefields in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. How is that for tipping the scale? The story of Abram today illustrates a tipping point. So much of a tipping point, we find Abram falling on his face. Abram is 99 years old. This is his third encounter with God, and the first time Abram's response brings him to his knees. What makes this moment the tipping point for Abram? At 75, God first came to him in Haran, calling him to leave his country and father's house without knowing where God will lead him and his family. Then Abram has another vision of God, assuring him an heir through Sarai, pointing to the stars in the sky and saying, "Look toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, so shall your descendants be." So now, 24 years after the very first covenant, Abram and his wife Sarai, now 90 years old, have zero children. Abram's deepest desire for an heir is humanly impossible. And here God appears once again. "I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." This brings Abram to his knees. What experiences in your life have been tipping points for you? What brings you to your knees? Are you grieving a loss too difficult to bear? Now a year into the pandemic, are you weary, desperate for a hug from a grandchild, seeking employment, or just needing an escape on vacation? What dreams are you storing, or maybe avoiding? What fears or wounds tangle you up? What is it that you cannot do alone? The story of Abram is a reminder of a faithful God who is steadfast in presence, mercy, and grace. Divine love never diminishes, never forgets, and never fails. El Shaddai, God of mountains, establishes a covenant to maintain an everlasting relationship. Whatever is tipping the scales for you, whatever is bringing you to your knees, you need to know that God is walking with you. Abram tips in total surrender to God Almighty, a full-bodied response to God's steadfast presence and faithfulness. Abram had tried patience. Abram had even tried to create his own legacy. At Sarai's insistence, Abram had a child with an Egyptian slave named Hagar, a son named Ishmael. This decision caused division in his family. making Sarai angry at Abram and envious of Hagar, who was able to bear a son for her husband. His life is a complicated, hot mess. The God of mountains, though, is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. See, God comes again. God reestablishes the covenant with a generous blessing to both Abram and Sarai. They are to be the mother and father of a multitude of nations. Isaac will be born, the seed of new life and God's blessing. What Abram and Sarai know is that only God, only the Creator, is able to fulfill such a promise. They are the recipients of God's abundant grace, an unfathomable miracle. Abram surrenders his very being and falls on his face. This inward surrender to God is made visible in two ways. Everyone, God, Abram, and Sarai, receive new names. And the Hebrew men are directed to be circumcised. This is the first time that God is referred to as El Shaddai, also meaning God of mountains or God Almighty. God changes Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. The new meanings signify that they are to be the mother and father of a multitude of nations. The seal of this covenant is both inwardly and outwardly new, as God binds himself to a people who continue to turn away from grace. So for Abraham and Sarah, their heart's desire is granted. The impossible happens. Isaac is born and fathers Esau and Jacob, from whom comes the 12 tribes of Israel. Abraham's descendants are like the stars, uncountable. Yet, this is a story of a broken family, too. See, once Isaac is born, Sarah casts Hagar and Ishmael out into the wilderness. Abraham and Sarah do harm, create wounds. And here we find the true depth of God's promise, a covenant with all of creation. See, when it tips the scale, God's compassion and grace reconciles and is the force of balance. We discover this in the story of Hagar and Ishmael. First, Hagar actually encounters God before Abraham does this third time. She is fleeing the wrath of Sarai, who is angry that Hagar will provide a son for Abram. God finds her in her despair and offers her abundant grace, the same blessing God will give Abram and Sarah. God promises her a son and promises that she too will be a mother of many nations. She responds graciously, saying, "Have I really seen God and remained alive after seeing him?" Secondly, as God is promising Abraham the birth of his son Isaac, Abraham asks about Ishmael. Abraham implores that Ishmael might live in God's sight. God assures Abram that he will bless Ishmael, that he will make him a father of 12 princes and a great nation. This is exactly the shape of the Hebrew nation, a people of 12 tribes. See, the Hebrew Bible will continue to trace the history of Isaac's family, the Israelites. But this is what we know. God is certainly with Ishmael too, and the generations of his people who follow. When it tips the scale, El Shaddai is the source that seeks to restore and reconcile. God promises life to balance what humanity destroys and harms. God implores Abram to walk before God and be made blameless. Not because Abram is blameless, but because God is the force of grace in our wake. This is the covenant of God by which we are all bound, an everlasting covenant of new life and restoration. All of creation, all peoples of all nations are one in God and the recipients of God's abundant grace. So here's the challenge from our reading today. How do we walk before God? For me, that walk is a walk of prayer. James Mulholland teaches the point of prayer is not to tell God what you want, but to receive what we need. It is not approaching God with our demands, but listening for God's leading. It is not seeking our will, but learning to discern God's will. As we invest in a daily walk with God in prayer, we foster within ourselves an awakening to the universe, to the life of God's creation. See, life is truly everlasting, and seeking this thin space of light in which to break into this world, we are to find the places in our lives and in the world that are at a tipping point and invite God to do what only God can do, offer abundant grace. Everyone's cries or pleas are those of someone else, somewhere else. See, we have people who are battling infertility, people who have broken and hurting families. The longing of Hagar for a son and for a life for her son is the same as Abram and Sarai, as it is for so many today. The scale is tipped. All around the world, people are battling COVID, grieving the death of loved ones, isolated and fearful, and waiting for a vaccine. The scale is tipped. And friends, we must also pray for our enemies. We must engage in healing and reconciling with those we cast out of our lives, those who have hurt us and disappointed us, and those with whom we disagree. There are children being kidnapped in Nigeria. Pray for the children and pray for those who resort to such violence. Reports of domestic abuse are rising in the pandemic. Pray for the victims of abuse and pray for the abuser. The scale is tipped. See, whenever we pray, we do not pray only for ourselves. Our common humanity draws us together in a deepened connection with Creator God. God's covenant is with all creation. All of life is God's abundant grace that we receive with no effort of our own. God's grace is not for us alone. So our prayers are offered in the same spirit. Whatever it is that brings you to your knees, there is someone else, somewhere else, falling on their face too. Mahatma Gandhi says, prayer is not asking. It is a longing of the soul. It is daily admission of one's weakness. It is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart. What part of yourself, what part of your heart, what dreams, what wounds and brokenness are you willing to claim and surrender to God? For you and all creation, let it tip you over, fall on your face. Praise be to God. Join me now in the hymn, Come Away With Me.